Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. Well, guess who's been raw for a while? Me! Yes, it's true. Okay, so let's see. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 8 days. 8 days I've been raw. And I have a very special thank you shout out to Erica, who is actually a listener to the podcast, and she emailed me. I've only heard from two listeners ever. She emailed me and said, I don't know, we just talked a little. She had been going through raw challenges. I think I might have mentioned her in the last one, in the last episode. But she has been at this even longer than me, since like, I want to say like 95 or, yeah. So anyway, she agreed to be my accountability partner. And so since last Wednesday, I've been sending a little text through WhatsApp every hour. Like, I just set my alarms. I try to remember to set my alarms every day. Sometimes it takes me a couple hours to realize, oh, I forgot. But I set an alarm, and that's from like the time I wake up until, you know, evening. We're not in the same time zone anyway. She's in the UK. So, but she doesn't mind me texting in the off hours. So yeah, it's made it so much easier. So this is something that I've done before, but, it's just working phenomenally well this time. So highly recommend it. Just get an accountability buddy that you can text on the hour, or at least every hour that you are awake. And it's just mind-blowing how easy this has been. Knock on wood. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. I can't thank you enough. It really helps. I think it has to do with my ADHD and just kind of like taking some of the pressure off. And then also I just ate super simply. I've been eating a lot of salads. It's just what I want. I've been having some ice cream too with the frozen bananas, different flavors. But I have some fruit in the middle of the day, some veggies, like some cherry tomatoes, some cucumbers, and sometimes I'll grab an apple or a banana. So yeah, just very simple. And the biggest thing I'm doing different this time is I put the scale away. Put the scale away before I even started. I put the scale away, I think, the day of my MRI, and then I started raw the next day. So yeah, it's not about numbers. It's about healing. So why would I be measuring? And I know, excuse me, myself well enough to know that by now I would have gotten a little discouraged already, because, you know, I'd gained a pound back, or I'd stalled or something. Another thing that I'm doing different this time is I'm just letting myself have the extra fat, and salt, and I'm still raw. So I think that was a good call. Yeah. Let yourself have the extra fat. That's what I say, because there's time to transition into, lower fat and no salt. So yep, just keeping the hunger away, I feel like, is all I'm doing. It's like I'm just eating for fuel, keeping the hunger away. Not quite a nuisance to eat, but almost. That's just where I end up being when I'm raw. It's like, oh man, I forgot to eat, or, you know. So I have to keep an eye on that and not forget, because that's when you really get yourself in a jam. You end up in some, you know, some party or something, and you haven't eaten enough calories, and yeah, that's happened to me too many times. Shopping with Gabe was hard. Grocery shopping with him, I much prefer shopping by myself, but he's like, you know, do you want to run to Target with me? And how can I say no? Like, I know it makes it a lot easier, quicker if we do that together, but seeing him put all of our usual favorites in the cart and knowing I wasn't going to have any of them was not easy. In fact, I was eating dried apples while we were shopping. So, yeah, you do what you gotta do. And just not my favorite right now, grocery shopping. I was trying to remember, like, is there a time when that was easy? I don't know. I couldn't remember. But so that was a challenge. But here's some observations. My joints are less stiff and sore. Like after the first day, they were feeling better. I did 17,000 steps, 17,083. 2 days ago, I went to this fire jam at Foster Beach, and I also walked my dog to the lake that morning. And so, yeah, a lot of steps. I was pretty sore that night. But the fire jam was really cool. That's the first one I've been to. And I saw two tarot readers. That was really fun. And the last person that, you know, did tarot for me was my niece, Devin. So, and the first girl that I found wasn't the girl I actually went to see. The first one I found, she had the same tapestry as my niece, just in reverse colors. So that was pretty cool. And they were really interesting readings. They were very, very similar. It was a full moon. So that was like, it was like a full moon fire jam party and like fire sticks and drums. And it's pretty cool. I highly recommend it. And I guess they've been doing it for a few years. I did find the original tarot reader that I went to see. And I had just like Googled like strengthening your intuition. And I think I went into Meetup, and that was how I found the one tarot reader, Grace. And Grace is a pretty pivotal character in my first novel. And I thought, well, that's a good sign. So I went there to see her. Nicole was the name of the first girl that read me, and she was phenomenal and gave me a beautiful little rose quartz angel, and just spent a lot of time with me. And Nicole is my other niece's name. And so I just feel it was a pretty special night. I asked Gabe if he wanted to stop by on his way home from work, but he just wanted to go straight home. But yeah, those readings were really something. I want to say also that I'm sleeping better. I'm pretty sure I'm sleeping better. I'm having really vivid dreams, like extremely vivid and epic and interesting. I dreamt about Devin one night and didn't realize it until there were so many interesting things in the dream. And I was up for about an hour when I realized, like, oh my gosh, I dreamt about Devin. And it was this weird kind of time travel situation where we were just sitting on a couch, kind of at a party or a family gathering. And we were having a great time just like laughing and talking, just the two of us on that couch. And then I said to her, remind me to tell you something later. Something's going to happen, and I think you might be able to change it, but don't tell anyone I told you. I don't think I'm supposed to tell you, you know, like thinking I could get her to stop, like change events so that she didn't die, you know. Ugh. But it was just so great to be in her energy. Like, I was with her for a long time, and her energy is like a pile of puppies and bubbles. And I connected with her the following morning then. I very, very rarely do this, like just slow down long enough to just see what comes through, just sit and listen and see what comes through. It was something that I would do when I was doing animal communication. I would ask sometimes if they wanted me to set the rods down and just listen. And then I would get images or words or both. And so that's what I did. That same day, a friend, a former animal communication client and friend, contacted me, messaged me, and said a friend of hers died who was a shaman, and she wanted me to see if I could connect with her. And so I did. And she had me set the rods down right away and just talked and gave me messages for this friend, Michelle, and explained some things and about her death and gave a lot of symbols and words. And so I can't remember now if I connected with Devin first. Yes, I did. She was in the morning and Michelle's friend was in the evening. But it made me think of the session with my aunt's cats. One cat wanted to talk and was very cooperative, and the other one didn't, which is funny because it's their, yeah, personalities totally to a T. And then 11 family members came through unexpectedly. And so it was really interesting, and Devin had indicated she wanted me to work with the rods again and on TikTok. And I just really don't want to do that. It feels like overwhelming to me to do a live and to just people overwhelm me sometimes, situations like that. And so I'm just kind of sitting with that. But I have been using the rods again more. And so, yeah, that is how I ended up at that fire jam. I thought, well, maybe I could do a meetup again where they work on the symbology in mediumship and help you build your lexicon of symbology. I went to a meeting like that once a long time ago. I think it was like in 2008. And I couldn't stay present when they were going around the circle doing the exercises, like these written exercises where you drew a symbol, I think, for each word. When it would get to my turn in the circle, I was like completely caught off guard and spacing out. Like, and the third time it happened, I just started crying, and they're like, what's happening? What's wrong? And I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm not staying here. Like, when it's my turn each time, like, it's like I'm just walking in. I don't know. They're like, well, why are you crying? And I was like, I don't know where I'm going. If I don't know where I'm going, how am I finding my way back? And they were like, just relax, you're a trans medium. And that was just way too much for me. It's still, I'm not real comfortable with that idea. But it's interesting. So a lot of time had passed, and I thought, well, maybe I'll find another group like that, because I never went back to that one. I felt so just discombobulated. So I would love to have a group like that now. It's just interesting. But instead, I found that tarot reader and ended up at the fire jam and had those two readings. So sleeping better, really vivid dreams, awesome dreams. Getting off our lowrider couch is a lot easier. We don't have feet on our couch because we have hardwood floors. And I don't know, I didn't want a rug because we always had a dog. So I think of rugs as kind of an engraved invitation, but for accidents. So yeah, our couch is really low, our sectional does. And so it's been tough lately, like standing up from the couch, I've noticed, and it just makes me feel old. Decrepit. So that's getting easier actually since I've been raw. The bump on my right shin, or to the left of my right shin, is, I'm feeling it right now, it's almost gone. Like, it's just dissolving. And that started to shrink when I fasted those few days. But yeah, it's just barely there. So that's really exciting, because I was going to show the doctor that and I forgot, and now I've just taken care of it myself. So yay, I love that. The joints, the distal joints on my fingers, my middle fingers and my forefingers, it's the most prominent. This osteoarthritis that's coming in, or was coming in, they're looking better. And I don't know if it's because they've actually had a chance to shrink a little, or because I'm guessing it's just that I'm not retaining water like I was. But I do think it will improve. I think they'll continue to look better. Like, they look a lot better. I need to take new pictures of them and compare, but I feel like they just don't look nearly as bad. Yeah, so the swelling is down. My tooth is getting better. I still have like pain off and on throughout the day. It's one of my molars. And I ordered a water pick though, so I'm psyched to get that and see if I can do some more with that. I've been oil pulling almost every day. Like, it's rare that I forget. It's really gotten to be a habit, and it's clearly helping because it's a lot better than it was. So that, I expect that to go very slowly. That's fine. Just know, you know, it's nice knowing I'm headed in the right direction with that. It's definitely healing, just slowly. Like I said, the second MRI went great. There's no change in the lesion. They have found a tiny lesion, my first MRI, and so we did another one 3 months later. It hasn't changed. She wants another one in February. So what would be so super cool is being raw all through then till, you know, that February appointment and beyond, but having it change for the better in the February MRI. Can you imagine? Like, I would be over the moon just to see like the power of healing in that way. I know that we can heal our brains because of the story I told you about the dentist that went to True North and fasted. She healed a dural tear by fasting 40 days twice, 6 months apart. So I know it can be done. Luckily, I don't have a tear or anything that serious. I just have a little lesion. Don't know what it's from. Maybe I was born with it. Who knows? They were ruling out MS when they were doing the MRI, the first one, so which they did rule out. So I just feel like the dragon is asleep. I'm, again, eating to keep hunger away, mostly. Sometimes I'll get a craving for something sweet. I may have to steer clear of sweet stuff with, you know, dates and stuff completely, and ice cream and that, to completely heal this tooth. I'm hoping not. But yeah, sometimes I'll like a little ice cream at night. My blood sugar is consistently coming down. Gosh, I don't know how many points now. Let's see. It was up to, God, it had gotten up to 250. Good grief. And now to this morning, it was down to 155. So slowly but surely, and that is a big, big goal. I want to have that completely resolved and reversed. And that's where I'm headed. I've noticed that now when I start to worry about someone, family members going through like major challenges, friends, that I will start and then I will catch myself because I know there's nothing I can do about it except send them love and light and prayers. I'm not a religious person, very spiritual person, but I really believe in the power of prayer. I'm not in the habit of praying for people, but I'm starting to get in the habit. So that's been a big development. I haven't been as reactive in traffic either, like when people are rude. So that's been interesting. Like, it's a lot for just 8 days. I want to credit the greens. Like, I've eaten a lot of greens. And like I say, I'm eating really simply, but today I thought for a minute or so about like getting the dehydrator down and doing wraps again, because I've never consumed so many vegetables as when I was making Melissa Maris's wraps. And I haven't felt like it yet, but today when I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, I could get on board with that, like maybe next week. So I'm looking forward to that. It just seemed like too much work. I've been a very lazy, raw vegan this first week, and I'm okay with that. I don't care. Yeah, so thought loops, negative thought loops, I've been like catching them and stopping them right away, and just recognizing them and then shifting it to, you know, either that's the old me thinking. I don't think like that anymore. Or sending someone love and light or praying for them. So just praying for their peace and their healing and sending them love. Yeah, it makes a big difference in my day. So yesterday, Tuesdays, Gabe and I are both off. Well, I mean, my schedule's what I want to do now, so I have total control over it, and I love that. And he is off. So we've been on the couch watching way too much TV, and I was pretty much hell-bent on getting out of this apartment and to go do something, especially after doing the fire jam on Monday. It's just like, God, that's the only fun summer thing. Like, you know, I went to his friend's house for the 4th of July, just the four of us sitting in the backyard, you know, but the summer's almost over and I hadn't gone to anything. I hadn't partaken in any festivities at all. So that kind of opened my eyes to like, hey, you know, you're missing out. So he loves craft beer, craft breweries, microbreweries. And so I made a list of all the best ones in the suburbs and said I'd drive, and away we went. And the first one we went to was closed because it was a Tuesday night, but we found another one and I had a little salad and I had some organic apple juice. It was great. It was perfect. And he had his flight and some fries, and you know, it was an okay spot. But then we found another one that was much cooler, and we played these games that were in this box. He loves games, and I just kept drinking water all night and drank a lot of water. I don't want to dwell on if that water was from a gun, because I have tended bar and those guns are filthy. And I know you're not supposed to do the lemons either from the garnish tray, but whatever, you know, I've eaten worse. We all know that. So if I drop dead, it's from the water from the bar, but it tasted good. Both the waters, at both the bars tasted great. So I'm hoping it was like distilled somehow, and, that they were immaculate lemons. And that's all I have to say about that. Before we went, I thought I would use these raw peanuts. Cause I think I started to feel a little anxious, like, okay, here we go. We're going out to some bars, at least one. Because I wanted him to have fun. I wanted to do something that he enjoys. And just kind of get him on board with going out. And so I thought I'd eat something a little higher fat. So I made some ice cream with cacao and you know, whatever. I know it's a superfood and it's not the greatest for you. But right now, it's fine. So, yeah, frozen bananas, dates, cacao, and I did some raw peanuts thinking, oh, it'll be kind of like chocolate peanut butter. No, it was disgusting. And it was way too much fat. It cracks me up that a week ago, 9 days ago, I could eat a bunch of fat in my, I don't know, either I was disconnected from what my stomach felt like or it didn't bother me. But just after, you know, what was it, 8 days, 7 days, my stomach was like, yuck, that is disgusting. It's way too much fat. So I dumped it, and I thought, well, I'm not going to be tempted by anything while we're out then, because my stomach feels wonky. But yeah, I still had some stuff while we were out, just the salad and the apple juice and water, and I was good. And we had a lot of fun. It was fun. He actually said it was like taking a little vacation to go someplace we'd never been, way out in the burbs. And, yeah, not be on our phones, not be watching TV. Like, it was nice. So mission accomplished. That was really good. You know, you have to work at these relationships if you want them to last. And I'm still puzzling out, like, what is a good compromise? Because at the end of the evening when we were home, I asked him, so you'll never want to travel full time? Because this came up in both of the tarot readings, like, yeah. And basically saying, like, once I start, I'll never stop. Like, this is what I need to do for myself and to be true to myself. And he said, I don't know, but kind of irritated. And then he went to bed and I stayed up. You know, we'd had a long talk in the car on the way home about, well, you know, you're the therapist. What do you think I should do for work? Like, I know it's frustrating. I don't like having a boss. I am sensitive to criticism. I have ADHD, so that's, you know, they go hand in hand. But also, I'm in my 50s, for God's sake, and I've had almost 140 jobs, and I've had enough bosses. I've had some really nice ones, and I've had some batshit crazy ones. And my last boss was batshit crazy, like, and I was not the only one to think that. She was terminated. So, I just don't like handing over my power. I probably never have. And that is part of working for other people. And also just like letting what's important to them, you know, be important, make that important to you. You know, it's just so much of it isn't. And life is short. And maybe I sound like a spoiled brat, I don't know, but I love my freedom. When I had my birth chart first done when I was 19 in LA, he said that was the main theme of this lifetime for me is freedom. I don't doubt it. Like, it just feels that way more and more as time goes on. And I daydream, I manifest, I like to imagine what my future is going to look like. And my whole relationship with Gabe, it's like, is he going to be in it or not? It doesn't seem like he wants to do any of that I want to do as far as traveling full time and being nomadic. And so today I looked into being a flight attendant, thinking like maybe that's a good compromise. I would have a boss again, but not as, just more freedom. I think I have a pretty good chance of getting in to that work if I want to. I haven't talked with him about it. I know he doesn't like the idea of me being gone, but maybe it is a good compromise. I don't know. We just have to wait and see. But that's, both those tarot readings at the Fire Jam were about that. And so I stayed up really late last night. I just, you know, fell into a rabbit hole on TikTok and on YouTube. And I had never heard of, oh, what's his name now? I can't think of it. Nico Cotto? Avocado? I don't know. He's a mukbanger. And I knew what mukbang was, but I'd never really watched a video. And I just found it so interesting. If you want to see how processed food can take over a person's mind and body and life, go check him out on YouTube or TikTok, because he changed so much, not just in appearance, but what I noticed the most was his mental health, his emotional health, his personality. Just right along with his weight, just changed dramatically. And I'm sure some of you know who he is. I had never heard of him. It's just not something that I have ever had any interest in watching. But to watch him careen downhill into poor health, for money. Wow, it's just a lot. I'm not judging. It's just, it was, I couldn't stop watching. And then watching videos about him. And anyway, so if you are interested in seeing the toll that processed food takes on your mental health as well as your physical health, check him out, because he's one of the most famous mukbangers, and I think one of the saddest stories. I hope that he'll turn it around, but I just, looking at it, taking that deep dive in just like one evening and a little bit this morning, again, it's the transformation of his personality that's the most shocking. You know, he claims, you know, that he was unhealthy before when he was fit and thin and when he was all about health, and like juice fasting or, you know, stuff like that. But his personality was so sunshiny, and he just went to, like, to the other end of the spectrum, just by eating large amounts of toxic food. It's like toxic food, toxic emotions, toxic food, toxic thoughts, toxic food, toxic body. His health is very bad right now, by his own admission. And when other people would do videos about him and mention that, he would say, he would attack them, saying they made it up, but they were actually getting it from his own videos, the information about his health and other things. They were just repeating things from his own videos, but he clearly didn't remember saying them. And it just made me think, if heart attack doesn't get him first, he's going to get dementia. He'll get early onset Alzheimer's, very early. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. So, just wanted to share that with you because it was a really unusual thing for me to watch. And I thought it was worth mentioning. And let's end this on a high note. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Erica, for letting me check in with you. And when I say check in, I'm just sending a text. I told her, you don't have to respond to any of these. It's just me knowing I need to check in and let you know that I'm raw. And so that's just, most of our texts are just me saying the time and that I'm raw. 9 p.m. and raw. 6 a.m. and raw. Whatever, you know. That's pretty much all. And we talk a little bit about the journey. Just a little bit here and there. Not every day. And then she said that she is planning on doing the same. So I'll get to be her accountability partner. Isn't that cool? Like, it's such a simple thing. It's free. You know, it's a game changer. I had done this before with Kara, and it really helped me. But I hadn't had the opportunity to do it with another. For some reason, I think I might have tried this hourly accountability check-in with my niece once, maybe Nikki or maybe Devin, but for some reason, if you're checking in with another raw body, for me anyway, it makes a difference. It's, I don't know, it's someone who totally understands where you are and why you're having to do this, and It's just cool. I'm feeling really good. I've got a lot of work to do tonight. Still doing the envelopes. Still haven't gotten a payout on that. Probably October. I probably have another month to go on that. I don't think I'm going to apply for any flight attendant positions or airport positions. I just don't feel like it. I'm enjoying my freedom, doing the little door dashing, and I'm doing the envelopes, and I think that will be okay for a little while, until I can go ahead and fund my my account to trade and eventually be trading full time. So that's the plan. It's going pretty well now. Raw vegan really makes a difference. And I checked in with the rods to ask, like, is it in my best interest to work at the airport again? No. Is it in my best interest to become a flight attendant? Neutral. So if it is, it's not right now. And then I asked if I should keep doing what I'm doing, and the answer was yes. So I just have to be patient. It's not my strong suit, but I'm happy. Things are going well. Could they be going better? Sure. I found my favorite vehicle, which is an orange Subaru Crosstrek. Looks like a monarch butterfly to me. That's what it reminds me of. That had been really a great price and really kept up well. And I was going to go test drive it. And then I told the guy, you know, it's not the right time. Like, I believe I've test drove one before. I believe in doing those things so that you can picture yourself in it and see yourself in it and recall driving it and how it felt and how you felt and all of that. But it would be very tricky financing it right now, and I just don't want to ask anyone for help with that. I want to just wait. I mean, more of them will be coming into that price range now because just time is going on. So that's something that I can see myself. Like, I've had a picture of that car on my dash of my current car for about a year, along with a picture of Devin. And I've had it on my vision board. So it's coming. So that'll be great when that comes together. I'm thinking in a couple months, probably by the end of the year. And that made me think of something else. And now I've forgotten something else that was coming together. Well, we did talk about Hawaii last night and how Gabe hasn't been yet, and I've been twice, and I, you know, asked him, do you want to go ahead and like start planning a trip? And so we did. We talked about when it would be good, when it's the slowest for him, you know, between every year, between Christmas and like the second week in January, it's really slow for him. Like, everybody must be like, new year, new me. They're recovering from the holidays, and people's insurance changes, and it's just like there's a week where he always panics, and he's been a therapist for probably 25 years. And I always remind him, like, it always comes back, babe. It always works out, you know, and it does. So, yeah, it's possible that we will go to Hawaii in January. That would be super cool to go. Sounds like we would go to Maui and camp on Haleakala again, like I did before. Go take the road to Hana and just explore the island and help contribute to their economy. I know that they're struggling from the fires still and need the tourism, although they have mixed feelings about it. I know. I understand that too. So there was something else that was in the works, but I'll remember it for next time. And And I'm just really happy that I've been Raw 8 Days, and I wanted to share that with you. It's a fun surprise, right? Who would have thought, after all the times I've had to report that it wasn't going well, it's nice to have some good news for you. And I'm feeling good. My mind's feeling good. Am I still pretty ADHD? Yeah. But I can see it improving somewhat. I'm just trying not to be hard on myself. I'm trying to just give myself some grace and do the best I can, be forgiving. I hope you're doing the same. And I know you could have done a lot of things with these 40 minutes, but you were here with me. I really appreciate it. Super cool. Totally grateful. I hope you got something out of this. And I love you guys.